And we are back to the court for the final home game for the Lady Scissors tonight. It is senior night. Only two seniors on the team, but boy, have they been a part of a huge amount of success here. Alyssa Joyner and Olivia Lawson, including three Final Four appearances and also a state championship mixed in with all of that. So a great run for these two players as they move on from here. Tonight, the West Plains Lady Scissors will host the Lady Liberators of Bolivar, who have had a pretty decent season. Right now, they sit at 14-11, while West Plains is 18-7. West Plains lost their last game here last week to Marshfield in a pretty impressive performance by the Lady Jays. They beat the Lady Scissors by 8 here, 50-42. And that was a big thing, because big deal, because West Plains playing at the Marshfield District, and Marshfield got the number one seed. West Plains got the 2 seed, so that last game pretty much was for the top seed in district play. This game is underway. West Plains wins the tip, and they go right to left in the first half in the white with red and black. West Plains will go against this 2-3 zone to start things, and the starters for this game is always starting. Horse shoots a long three from the right wing, around and out. Ball comes off and controlled by Bolivar, and we'll have a travel violation on Bolivar. On the rebound, it'll go back over to West Plains, and we'll pick up the starting five for Bolivar as we go. Emma Goodman, a 5'6 sophomore in the starting lineup, and pass inside on the inbound, laid up and in by Alyssa Joyner, and that's point, career point number 1,594. Back quickly comes Bolivar. They'll force the ball up, rebounded off a miss by J.C. Jenkins, and now the pull up from the right side from 10 feet is no good. Rebounded down the court we go with Olivia Lawson all the way to the hole. Right hand reverses off the mark and rebounded by West Plains or by Bolivar, and a foul be called on Olivia Lawson. The Randy Ward crew is officiating tonight. So that means keep your hands to yourself. Here's a tie-up on the inbound play, and the jump ball. Zoe Scharnhorst forced that, and he'll stay with Bolivar. Played 42 seconds of the game, 2-0 West Plains. In the backcourt, Cammie Bryan, 5'8 sophomore. This is a pretty young team that Bolivar's put together, and they won 14 this year. They break the press on the dribble all the way down the middle on the drive. No good. Ball is loose, picked up by Miley Adams. Great pass up ahead, a bounce pass, and a layup by Olivia Lawson is good. 4-0 early. Bolivar is class 5, like West Plains. They'll play in District 7, where they got the 5 seed there. Here's the shot from the right point for a 3. That's off the mark. Tipped across, picked up by Lucy Hafer. And West Plains has it again with a chance to increase their lead. On the right side, Zoe Scharnhorst to the point, to the left side. Bolivar in the zone. Ball tipped away on a bad pass cross court. Stolen. Bolivar back the other direction. He'll go up to the shot. No good. And that's going to be foul number 2 on Olivia Lawson. So that's bad right out of the gate. And it'll be a 2-shot foul. And Olivia Lawson will get a long rest on the bench here early in the game. First free throw try rattles in and out. Emma Goodman, the shooter, and Olivia Lawson will go to the bench with 2 early fouls. Zoe Shrub will come in the lineup now for West Plains for her. Next free throw is good. Emma Goodman gets Bolivar on the board. It's a 4-1 game. Zoe Scharnhorst to the high post. Open shot from 13 is good by Alyssa Joyner. She gets open around the free throw line. If you're not up on her, she'll shoot it and generally make it. She has 4, 6-1 game. So 6 more points. No, 4 more points. And Alyssa Joyner will hit 1,600 points for her career. Here's a foul. Holding foul in the corner on Lucy Hafer. That'll be her first foul. So we play 2 minutes, basically. and three team fouls on West Blaine. Pass out front. This is Carly Cribbs, 5'6 sophomore. Cammy Bryan will give it back to her at the point. Now to left point. This is Megan Howard, a 5'9 junior. A very young team for Bolivar. They won 14 out of 25, and everything considered, that should be considered a very good year. On the right side, a long three by Goodman will come off the back iron and go to the corner, and controlled by Bolivar. They're in the blue with the gold trim. Shot from the corner for a three, and that's up and good. Megan Howard with the bucket. Bolivar cuts it to a two-point game. This does not figure to be a blowout. This figures to be a fairly competitive game. Zoe Scharnhorst to the far left corner. Can't get the ball there quick enough to get the shot away. Now skip pass to the point. Zoe will kick it outside. Now a shot for Zoe Schrupp for three, and that's good. Zoe Schrupp has really shown an ability to make that three shot. That'll be important going into districts for sure. Up the right side in the front court, we'll double team the basketball, and a whistle timeout will be called by Bolivar coach Ben Glasgow. We have 4:36 to play in the first quarter with the score. West Plains up 9-4. We'll come back in 30 seconds on KDY. 4:36 left in the first quarter of play. Bolivar with the basketball. They trail West Plains 9-4. West Plains matches up in their zone. Now in the left corner. Goodman with a three off the mark. Ball tipped out of bounds, and that'll be going back over to West Plains. West Plains has Zoe Scharnhorst bringing the ball up. Alyssa Joyner, along with Zoe Schrupp, Lucy Hafer, and Miley Adams out there right now. Bounce pass in on a cut from the corner. Layup good by Alyssa Joyner. Great pass as Alyssa was cutting the basket. That's 1,598 for her career. Up to right side. Lob pass up ahead. Here's a driving shot. No good. They try to score off the press. Missed shot. Rebound by Alyssa Joyner. Zoe Scharnhorst with it. Zoe Schrupp to the point. Over on the left wing now. Miley Adams to the elbow to the right side. Now back to the point. Alyssa Joyner dribbles all the way through. Puts it up on the run. No good. And the ball comes off to Howard for Bolivar. Bullet pass inside. Goodman lost her balance and turned the ball over. West Plains back with it. Miley Adams takes it in. A blocking foul is going to be the call. Philo DeBeers on the call that time. Working with Randy Ward and my old friend, Mr. Duggar. Timeout on the floor. We'll get another 30-second timeout. With 3:16 to go in the first quarter, the West Plains Lady Scissors have a 7-point lead. We'll go ahead and keep it here during the break. The seedings are out now for the district competition. We'll go over these again at halftime, but these Zizzer teams are playing at the Marshfield District. The girls will play their first game on Wednesday, February 28th. And that will be against Webb City. They're the 7th seed. West Plains, number 2. The boys will also play at Marshfield. They're a 5 seed. And they'll play Willard on Thursday, the 29th. Here's the inbound play. West Plains on offense. Miley Adams with a three from the right. No good. Ball comes off. Megan Howard has it. Back come Bolivar from left to right. Good pass across the floor. Layup is good. West Plains did not get back on defense. That's going to be another timeout. There's going to be some hollering going on here in the West Plains tunnel. Why don't you hustle back on defense? So we get the timeout. Emma Goodman got the last basket. This will be abbreviated, so again, we'll keep it here. Tomorrow night, same two schools will play. And boys play, that'll be at Bolivar. Then Wednesday night, the Grizzlies will play their last home game. They'll play Three Rivers at the Civic Center. And after that, we don't have a game for a week, which will seem very odd. Alyssa Joyner out front, Zoe Scharnhorst for West Plains. To the left corner. Bolver very much trying to make West Plains shoot from the perimeter. All around the right side to the right corner. Lucy Hafer has it. She bounces inside, ball kick. And it'll be West Plains basketball from right of their own basket. Here's the inbound play in the corner. Zoe Scharnhorst gets it to Alyssa Joyner. At the left elbow, back to the point, left corner pass now. Over the top, right corner, right wing. Good movement by Bolivar's zone. They are really closing out quickly and shutting off openings. Here's Zoe with a three for the right side. Zoe Scharnhorst, no good, but she chased down her own rebound. Gets it down the corner to Alyssa Joyner. She gets bumped. That'll be a blocking foul before the shot. And into the basketball game now for Bolivar is Jalen Walker, a 5'8 senior, one of the few they have. Inbound play, left corner, catch and shoot for Zoe Shrub. No good. Ball off to the weak side, taken by Lucy Hafer. She lost it out of bounds. If West Plains can get to the final, here's a steal in the backcourt on the press. Zoe Scharnhorst scores and a foul on the play in the basket count. Great play by Zoe. That ball presented itself, and she just snatched it, took it in, laid it in, got fouled. That foul was on Carly Cribbs. For Bolivar, and one free throw to follow. It's good. 3-point play, 14-6. Bolivar front court with a basketball, right point. West Plains plays the zone, but it is really man-to-man-ish in the way they execute it. Quick shot in the left corner for a three. No good. Weak side rebound taken down by Miley Adams for West Plains. Live stream available of this game on OzarkRadioNews.com, on YouTube, on Facebook, anywhere else you can think of. On the right side, now back to the point, Zoe back to the right wing, Zoe to Zoe. Zoe back to the right side, Zoe Shrub with a three. Good! She strikes me as a little bit of a streak shooter. If she makes a couple, she could fill it up. She's made two. Now on the press, knocked away from behind, saved on the steal by Alyssa Joyner and gets it over to Zoe Shrub. Under a minute in the first quarter, 17-6. Last game, JV game, was a blowout, won by West Plains. Now Alyssa for 1,600, misses it, short shot, rebound by Megan Howard. Left side, left corner. Megan Howard dribbles it out. 30 seconds left in the quarter. 17-6, 11-point lead for West Plains. They'll move the ball to the point. Looking left, looking right. Lob pass to the far left baseline. Still nothing open. Alyssa Joyner patrols the middle of that defense, which can make things very tough. Trying to get an opening in the middle. Over on the right side, shot clock, or the game clock, 2 seconds. They're on force up to three at the horn, no good. West Plains kept them from getting a shot there at the end of the quarter. Terrific defense. West Plains outscores Bolivar 17-6 in the first quarter. And after one, that's the margin. We'll come back in 1 minute with quarter number two on KDY. 17-6, quarter number two in the final home game. This is the final game here this year, period. At West Plains High School, Alyssa drives and shoots. No good. And she got fouled on the shot. So if she makes two free throws, she'll be a member of the 1,600-point club. foul against Jalen Walker for Bolivar. And the first one is good. That's 15.99. And there it is. 1,600 points for her career. 1,600. For Alyssa Joyner, West Plains up by 13, 19-6. They break the press, drive, feed it across to Howard. Good job getting back on defense by Miley Adams. And tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Bolivar. Liberator stole the ball in from right of their own basket. Inbound play out to the left wing. Dribble across to the right corner in the game. Maddie Niven, 5'4 senior for Bolivar. Niven has it in the right corner. Now to the right corner. They just cannot find anywhere to move that ball inside the West Plains defense. Right wing, they're going to launch another three, and that's good. Carly Cribbs with her first basket. This obviously, after just watching a quarter, they obviously like to shoot the three a lot. Nine is the score. 10-point game. Zoe Scharnhorst out front. Back to Zoe. Wide open. Shoot it. Three ball off the back iron. Rebounded by Alyssa Joyner, who crashed to the floor and is called for a travel violation as her feet went out from under her. West Plains continues to apply that full court press. And that's a blocking foul on Alyssa Joyner as the ball handler came up the right side near the timeline, and she didn't have position, so Maddie Nevin drew the foul that time from Alyssa Joyner. They'll hold it near the half-court line, get it over to Megan Howard now in the left corner. They had an opening inside, didn't get it in time. Now another three ball off the shot from the point. Tipped out of bounds, saved from going out. Lucy Hafer, though, has it. West Plains back with Olivia Lawson. Free throw line, wide open shot off the back iron. Won't fall. And Megan Howard, rebound for Bolivar. They come back from the left to right. Carly Cribbs over on the left side. Nevin's pass over to Howard, over the top to the far right corner. Still nothing open. Now a shot from the right wing for a two. No good. Rebound. Howard puts it up and in. She's a pretty good player. She has five now. 19-11. 5:40 to play in the first half. Left baseline. Zoe Shrub out to Alyssa Joyner. To the point. Whistle travel violation. Turnover four on West Plains. Both teams have thrown it away four times. In this case, it wasn't a throwaway. It was a violation. So it's 19-11 with 5:30 to play in the first half, and Bolivar will play it in. Over the timeline on the dribble with Cammie Bryant. Cribbs in the corner, now to the post player, and that's Casey Jenkins. At the point, Howard back over to Cribbs in the corner. Jenkins has it, feeds it back. Fires a three, and that's good. Knocked in by Carly Cribbs, her second three in the quarter. 19-14. She is obviously their best threat from the perimeter. Right side, here's Zoe Shrub. She's a threat for three, and she makes another one. Zoe Shrub with her third three of the first half. 22-14 is the team's match three. Cribbs out front. Bryan's going to shoot the three. That's off the mark. Ball fumbled out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. Molly Adams comes in for Zoe Scharnhorst. Inbound play. Back out front. Megan Howard. Pass underneath, but nowhere to go. Pass to the corner. Another three is no good, but rebound. Put back is up and in by Cammie Bryant. Marshfield, or Bolivar, that is, outscored West Plains 10-5 here in this quarter. It's 22-16. Another three by Zoe Schraub. No good. Ball will go long to the corner, but controlled by Carly Cribbs. And Bolivar comes back with a chance to cut into this six-point lead. Screen out high to the far right corner. Open shot for Brian. That's off the side iron. Rebound, though, inside. Turnaround shot from 10 feet is good by Emma Goodman. And a timeout called by West Plains. With 3:52 to go in the first half, Bolivar has stormed back, and they've cut it down to four. The score, 22-18. Lady Scissors lead. We'll take a 30-second timeout here, and back in 30 on KDY. West Plains comes back on the inbound play here. Four-point game, and now another turnover on West Plains, an unforced error in the travel out front. Now back against the press. Here's a drive right down the lane. Boy, Bolivar is really aggressive against the press. They try to score off of it. Here's a step through, a shot by Cribbs. Side iron, ball goes down, and boy, Bolivar is smoking now. It's out of a two-point game. Good to see Eddie Duggar back out there. Now ball loose in the paint, and it's going to be picked up by whom? Bolivar has it on the turnover. And now Bolivar trailed by 11 after one. They have a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. And now a reach in foul, and that's going to be, that may be on Olivia Lawson. That'll be her third foul. She just came in the game. Actually, it's going to be on 33. And that's Zoe Schrupp. So that's her first foul. Olivia had just come back in the ball game. That'd been sort of disastrous if she picked up number three there. But she comes out. Pass inside Jenkins. Open block from behind by Lucy Hafer, but a foul will be called. And Bolivar is just between the teams right now, the more aggressive of the two toward the basket. The foul is on Miley Adams, and that'll be her first. Free throw tie is in and out. No good. Casey Jenkins, the free throw shooter for Bolivar. She's a 5'11 junior. Second try with right hand is good. This is a one-point game, 22-21. Right side through the hands. Out of bounds is Zoe Schraub on the sideline. Just took her eye off of it for a moment. Seven turnovers. Turnovers have been the story of the second quarter. Five for West Plains, none for Marshfield. I say, well, I would keep wanting to call Oliver Marshfield. I'm not sure why. We saw Marshfield here a week ago. Boy, did they look good. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Alyssa Joyner. Still Oliver basketball. 2:26 to go in the first half. Bolivar has outscored West Plains 15-5 in the quarter. Pass inside to the right side off the rim and good by Jenkins. And that gives Bolivar the lead, 23-22. They have stormed back. Zoe Scharnhorst out front on the left wing. Miley Adams with it. Cross court. Now Schraub with another three. No good. Tipped high in the air. Tipped out. Zoe Scharnhorst now on the left point. Miley Adams has it. Alyssa Joyner at the left point. She'll play basketball at College of the Ozarks at Point Lookout after this season. They're getting a good one. Free throw over the line. Right elbow, no good by Zoe Scharnhorst. Jenkins with the rebound. And outside of those three threes Zoe Schraub has made, West Plains hasn't made anything from the perimeter. Thus, Bolivar is going to keep challenging them to take that shot. Megan Howard has it in the front court to the point. Emma Goodman to the left corner. Another three is a launch. That's off the lip of the rim and won't go down. Rebound, Alyssa Joyner feeds it up ahead. Zoe Scharnhorst takes it coast to coast. Goes up and scores. Good lead pass by Alyssa Joyner. She threaded the needle. Zoe now has five. And it's 24-23. West Plains regains the lead, and they throw the ball away on a cross-court pass against the press. A diagonal pass was about 6 feet too high. And the first turnover of quarter two against Bolivar. Matt Stump is our engineer tonight. And, of course, across the way, there he is in all his splendor. Drew Joyce taking care of the video. Jump shot from the right left elbow. No good. Rebounded by Jenkins for Bolivar. In the right corner, open, shot, good. Three ball for Cammy Bryant. Oliver is 14-11, and they got a 5 seed in their district. I looked at the teams. That's a pretty good district. Left side, Miley Adams to the point. High post, back to the right wing. Alyssa Joyner with it. Zoe Scharnhorst steps in now. Zoe Shrub with a three. No good. And a good block off by Jenkins. And now a baseball pass down the floor at the end of the half is picked up by West Plains. So, after two quarters of play, Oliver has certainly changed the complexion of this basketball game. They held West Plains to 7 points in the second quarter, and they go in ahead at halftime by a score of 26-24. And we'll come back in 1 minute on KDY. Halftime score is 26-24. And right now, things have certainly flipped as far as this game is concerned. Because West Plains really was in control in the first quarter. Led 17-6. But Bolivar was persistent and kept pushing and pushing against that full court pressure West Plains always applies. And it started paying off, but most of their points resulted in the half-court game where they connected on three threes and again outscored West Plains 20-7 in the second quarter. Halftime scoring, first of all, for Bolivar, they lead it by two. Carly Cribbs has 8 points, and that includes two threes. Megan Howard and Cammy Bryan each with five. Emma Goodman has five and three for Casey Jenkins. West Plains leading scorer, Alyssa Joyner, with 8. And with those 8 points, she becomes a member of the 1,600-point club for West Plains. Zoe Shrub, actually the leading scorer in the first half with 9. She made 3 threes. 5 for Zoe Scharnhorst. And 2 points for Olivia Lawson. West Plains made 3 out of 3 from the line. Turned the ball over 7 times in the first half. Bolivar made 2 out of 4. And turned it over 6 times. So it's a tight game. Even though West Plains got out to that 17-6 lead, I just had a feeling that, first of all, Bolivar is a pretty decent team, 14-11. But you could just tell by watching the game, their players, and you kind of get a feel of what they were trying to do and what they were maybe even capable of doing. And sure enough, their aggressiveness to the basket turned out to be a big key, and they were able to play inside out in the first half, and able to knock in a total of 4 threes. West Plains had 3, all by Zoe Shrub. So, 26-24. Bolivar leads West Plains at halftime. Final basketball game in this facility this season. And from this point forward, the rest of the games are going to be played at Marshfield in district play, and that will be starting next week. On Wednesday of next week, West Plains girls, who have the 2 seed, will play the 7 seed, Webb City. Then on the following night, the West Plains boys, who have the 5 seed, will be playing against Willard. Willard's a team that they played early in the season. Willard beat them at Willard. But I think that West Plains has a much better chance this time around, especially on a neutral court. So we will see. And our next broadcast will be tomorrow night from Bolivar between these two schools and boys play. And I was checking, I was going to check and see just to make sure before I said it. But West Plains will be looking, yes, tomorrow night. If they could win that game tomorrow night, they would be 10-15. Which, all things considered, would really be a nice accomplishment. Since the first of the year, they've been a 500 basketball team. It is halftime here with about 4 minutes before we start the second half. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Second half around the corner. Bolivar leads West Plains 26-24. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.